The fourth type of exercise is consecutive interpreting. You will work with a friend to practice translating from your First Nations language back into English. For this exercise, you will need a text or story in your First Nations language, a pen and paper, and a friend. Your friend will read a text or tell a story in your First Nations language, pausing after every sentence or two. When your friend pauses, translate into English what you have just heard.
They said that when I was a baby, that my father died. His name was Plans. He came from Cranbrook.
Deras kapapa sa katete kagkalupra tunaha nakakalchanam.
My grandparents, my grandfather, and my grandmother took me in to look after me. His name was Chief Michelle.
Your friend should note down what you have missed or said wrong so that you know what you have to improve on.
And in the evenings, my grandfather used to tell legends about some animals.
Once you have finished doing your translation, you and your friend may now discuss your performance. Focus on your ability to accurately recall details of the text.
Yeah. I noted some mistakes in your interpretation as I was telling the stories, coming out of the bit there. For instance, you said I said grandfather and grandmother, and you said grandparents. You know, there's a big difference in pronunciation there. I mentioned I was born and my father was from St. Mary's, and he said, Cranbrook, instead of St. Mary's. Cranbrook, you put in there.
Now it's time for you to practice. Do this exercise with multiple texts or stories until you feel confident in your abilities.